This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The impeachment trial against former U.S. President Donald Trump will start the week of February the 8th, now that the article of impeachment has been formally presented to the U.S. Senate. President Joe Biden weighs in, as AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict Trump, but told CNN late Monday the trial has to happen, while acknowledging the effect it could have on his agenda, like getting the COVID relief package passed. Biden said there would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. Republicans have been easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol, questioning whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn the election really amounted to incitement. I'm Julie Walker.
Last week, the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warned that the world was on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure of equitable delivery of vaccines among rich and poor nations. This week, he warned that it would be also an economic failure. Now, John Denton is the Secretary General of the International Chamber of Commerce. He explained the economic risks.
So if you actually want to actually fix your own economy, you're actually going to have to get involved in fixing the global economy. And part of that is ensuring that global vaccines flow globally and equitably. This is not an act of charity. This is economic common sense. If you want to ensure that the trillions and the hundreds of billions that you are spending on domestic stimulus is actually more than ephemeral, you need to ensure it's durable. It can only be durable if you actually also support access to vaccines and vaccinations and therapeutics in the developing world as well, across the globe.
He called on governments such as the U.S., Japan, and Canada to do more. This is VOA News. Coronavirus deaths and cases in the U.S. have dropped markedly over the past couple. Still running at alarmingly high levels, and the effort to snuff out COVID-19 is becoming an ever more urgent race between the vaccine and the mutating virus. Deaths are running at an average of just under 3,100 a day, down from more than 3,350 less than 2 weeks ago. New cases are averaging about 170,000 a day after peaking at around 250,000. The country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the improvements appear to be the result of a natural plateau after the holiday surge, not the effect of the vaccine. And he urges continued vigilance. As to the vaccine supply that's been produced and stored, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki yesterday explained at a White House briefing.
Is working right now. We've been here for 5 days to evaluate the supply so that we can release the maximum amount while also ensuring that everyone can get the second dose on the FDA recommended schedule. So the confusion around this issue, which we acknowledge there is some confusion, is speaks to a larger problem, which is what we're inheriting from the prior administration, which is much worse than we could have imagined. So we are assessing now what we have access to and ensuring that we have more of a rapid engagement with states so that they have more of a heads up on what to expect in the weeks ahead.
For more on the COVID-19, visit our website at voanews.com. Tens of thousands of protesting farmers have driven long lines of tractors into India's capital, breaking through police barricades, defying tear gas, and storming the historic Red Fort as the nation celebrated Republic Day. Thousands of more farmers marched on foot or rode on horseback while shouting slogans against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. For nearly 2 months, farmers have blocked highways connecting the capital with the country's north in a rebellion that has rattled the government. They're demanding the withdrawal of new laws, which they say will commercialize agriculture and devastate farmers' earnings. Two Americans and a U.S. permanent resident, whom Washington says were held hostage by Iran for years until it freed them during the term of former President Donald Trump, have urged his successor Joe Biden not to make gestures toward Tehran until it frees other U.S. hostages. In messages to VOA Persian in recent days, U.S. Navy veteran Michael White, Chinese-American researcher Zayu Wang, and Lebanese U.S. permanent resident Nizar Zaka said Iran's release of its remaining hostages should be a precondition of any U.S. negotiations. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.